Wow. Well, I didn't know we were going to have a serious song before I talked. Now I'm a little worried about my beginning joke. So, you probably don't know what I do when I'm not here or writing a sermon. I binge watch shows like Downton Abbey, The Crown, and my new one is Victoria. That's right. I have no life. I live vicariously through British royalty. What do you think of when you hear the word royalty or king or queen? What do you think? I heard diamonds? Society? Yes? Okay, what about all of you? What do you think of? Yes. What else? Influence. What did you say, Stephen?
Crown.
Crown, yes. Mighty.
Empire.
Yeah, empire. Yeah. So some things that I thought of, and maybe it comes from my perspective, it probably does, is tiaras, which I heard crown, diamonds, luxury, and servants. It seems people just love or hate royalty. So when Jesus was named King of the Jews, it was startling. He was to be a different kind of king, a king born in a stable. He was not born from royal parents, but ordinary people just doing the best they could given the systems of government that kept them down. Parents who traveled afar to be counted at a very inconvenient time in their lives. Some might say an unsafe time in the pregnancy to travel. In Downton Abbey and Victoria, the story doesn't end with the royals or the upstairs, but the royals' life is contrasted with the downstairs. In Victoria, it is with the commoners. Jesus was born as the king of the commoners, the least of these. Born from the least of these. Born in a simple way. Born in a lowly way. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. God with the least of these. God did not want to be king of the royals, but the king of peace and the king of love for everyone, including the least of these. This is the message of Christmas, the message of hope. Hope is in the message of his birth. God wanted the ordinary, the lowly, to know they were loved by God, through Jesus. He was a grassroots leader, God with us. Well, some might ask, where is God today? Well, as I was writing this sermon, I heard on the TV about a church on the southern border of our country who is feeding people, comforting people, sharing God's love with people. I'd call it hope on the border. God with us. And God is not only at the border, but here in Syracuse. Someone from our congregation wrote on Facebook on Friday this: I drove a young man home from our food pantry today. This is what he said to me. A lot of places seem to want to help at Christmas time, but you at UUMC, at University Church, are there for people every day. The church is making a real difference in people's lives. Wow. Emmanuel, God with us. And this morning, I had to rewrite my sermon a little bit because I read Richard Rohr, and I had to include what he said. So this is what he said, Richard Rohr said in his meditation today. We cannot earn God. We cannot prove ourselves worthy of God. Knowing God's presence is simply a matter of awareness, of enjoying the now, of deepening one's own presence. There are moments when it happens. Then life makes sense. Once I can see the mystery here and trust a mystery, even in this piece of clay that I am, then I can also see it in you. We are eventually able to see the divine image within ourselves, in each other, and in all things. Finally, the seeing is one. How you see anything is how you will see everything. Jesus pushes seeing to the social edge. Can we see the image of Christ in the least of our brothers and sisters? That is his only description of final judgment in Matthew 25. Nothing about commandments, nothing about church attendance, simply a matter of our ability to see. Can we see Christ in the nobodies who can't play our game of success? In those who cannot reward us in return? When we see the image of God where we are not accustomed to seeing the image of God, then we see with our own eyes. Then we see with eyes not our own. God with us. Emmanuel. So, I'm ad-libbing because I just thought of something. This is why our church is not to do anything but succeed. That's what we are here to do. We are to do nothing else but succeed. And success is feeding people body, mind, and spirit. So I don't want to talk anymore about how horrible finances are. I want to talk about what is next. That's what we are doing now. What is next for us? Nothing less. Only success in loving God's people. Okay, so as much as I love to watch TV about the British royals, in real life, we are called, I am called, and we are called to be the light of hope through acts that Jesus taught us for the least of these. We are to trust in this powerful message of Jesus' birth and ministry, who came from an unlikely place. We are to feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit. Amen.